We're starting a brand new series on WBJC. It's called Book Notes, and it will be heard at this time each month. And it's my great pleasure to have as our first guest mystery writer Sujata Massey. Lovely to welcome you to WBJC, Sujata.
Thank you for having me, Judith.
And the idea of writing a mystery story, I mean, obviously with any writing, one has to think of the narrative arc, one has to think of foreshadowing, one has to think of all of those things. But somehow when one is crafting a crime novel or a mystery novel or detective novel, you have to be planting the clues along the way. And I'm wondering how much you know about the whodunit aspect as you're starting out.
I know quite a lot because I tend to outline my books. And the trick for me is making it less obvious who did it, and having the clues that you mention, but also having a lot of other things going on. Sometimes they're called red herrings.
So taking that idea then a step further, I mean, I'm sure that it is intricate enough when you're doing it as a single writer, but the group Michael Stanley, two different authors who come together under that name, you know, I know that you know at least one of the partnership of this and have worked with him. How do you think that process works of actually two minds coming together with a single theme?
It's the most wonderful recipe in the world. I'm happy to know both of the men. There's Stanley Trollope, who I know very well, and his partner, Michael Sears. They both happen to be retired professors from South Africa who had met and decided to write a series together. And it's a police procedural series, and they both have different strengths that they can add to the writing and to the storylines. And furthermore, when they're in different parts of the world, they can virtually work 24 hours because when one man is sleeping, the other man is writing, and then he goes to sleep, and the one in South Africa wakes up, looks at the papers, edits a bit, and moves on.
Around this central character that goes on from one book to the next, right?
Yes, Detective Kubu is a really great character. He really represents what's going on in, you know, modern African countries. There are a lot of different races and nationalities and people working as professionals. You know, there's women that work in the police force with him. And, you know, he paints a picture of this very modern society, yet really gives a lot of attention to the land and also to the rights of people like the Bushmen and tribal people. So if you really want to learn about Botswana, this is a great series.
It certainly is interesting looking at the context of these mystery novels, whether it is geographical, as you say, with these Botswana novels or with your Ray Shimura mystery novels set in Japan. And I know you're working now on a series in India, but also it can have other contexts like historical, which is certainly the case with the British mystery and espionage writer David Downing. And he'll be coming to the Ivy on Tuesday, in fact, to talk about one man's Flag, the second in his Jack McColl series. And Sujata also will be in conversation with one part of the Michael Stanley Detective Kubu novels, and that is Stanley Trollope. That'll be coming up on Friday, November the 13th, also at 7, at the Ivy Bookshop on Falls Road. Sujata Massey has been my guest, talking about mystery writing as a genre. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Fun to be here. Thank you, Judith.
For Book Notes on WBJC, I'm Judith Crummick.